Hey friends, this is Pastor Brian Worth. Thanks for listening to my latest sermon. Get more of my teachings on YouTube at Chapel of Change TV and tune in every Sunday on the radio on 99.5 FM for fresh hope. Good morning, everyone.
Buenos días.
It is such a joy to see everybody.
Es un gozo el poder ver a todos.
I want to encourage you to turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 16.
Quiero que abras tu Biblia a Marcos 16.
Verse 1.
Versículo 1.
Mark 16.
Marcos 16.
Verse 1.
Versículo 1.
As you're turning there.
Y en lo que volteas a esta escritura,
I want to let you know of a couple things.
Te quiero decir un par de cosas.
If you are participating,
si vas a participar,
with our resurrection offering,
con nuestra ofrenda de resurrección,
sometime today,
en alguna parte de este día,
there is a portion of the bulletin,
hay una parte del boletín,
that has a flap on it.
Que tiene una página.
We're asking those that are part of Chapel of Change.
Les estamos pidiendo a aquellos que son partes de Chapel of Change.
To give a sacrificial offering today.
Que puedan dar una ofrenda de sacrificio.
But if you're also able.
Pero si también puedes.
We're asking you to make a 1-year pledge.
Te estamos pidiendo que puedas hacer una promesa de un año.
Make the pledge today.
Haz esa. Esa promesa,
and you can fulfill that pledge within a year.
Y la puedes cumplir en el lapso de un año.
But fill off this flap.
Pero llena esta porción,
rip it off.
Rómpela.
And put it in the offering basket.
Y ponla en los canastos de ofrenda.
At the end of the service.
Al terminar el servicio.
Also,
también,
as a fundraiser,
de forma de recaudar fondos,
today we're selling my autobiography.
Estamos vendiendo mi libro.
So we're praying to sell about 50 of them.
Estamos orando que podamos vender 50.
Get a couple for someone you love.
Agarra un par para alguien que tú quieras.
Use it as an evangelistic tool.
Utilízalo como una herramienta para evangelizar.
All the proceeds will go to our Women's Abide discipleship home.
Las ganancias irán hacia el proyecto de la Casa de Mujeres.
Participate in that.
Participa.
Someone say amen.
Alguien diga amén.
Well, we come this morning.
Venimos esta mañana.
And throughout the whole day.
Y a través de todo el día.
We got so many celebrations planned for today.
Tenemos muchas celebraciones planeadas para hoy.
We got two 9 a.m. celebrations.
Tenemos dos servicios a las 9 de la mañana.
One in the city of Carson.
Uno en la ciudad de Carson.
One in the city of Long Beach.
Uno en la ciudad de Long Beach.
Any people from our Long Beach campus here today?
Alguien que es parte de esa iglesia.
Anybody here from our Carson campus here today?
Alguien del campus de Carson.
And then at 10:15 at our Paramount location.
Y a las 10:15 en
esta
locación.
Anybody here from our Paramount location?
Alguien de Paramount.
Amen. And then 11:30 again in Long Beach.
11 y media de nuevo en Long Beach.
And then 12:30 again in Paramount.
12 y media de nuevo en Paramount.
And then 4:30 again in Carson.
Y 4 y media en Carson.
Go big or go home.
Ve grande o vete a tu casa.
This is the biggest celebration in all of history.
Esta es la celebración más grande en toda la historia.
The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
La resurrección de Jesús.
And I want to let you know, for most of those services,
y para la mayoría de esos servicios,
the Kingsmen are putting on a skit.
Los Kingsmen tendrán un acto.
And I saw it last night at the Whittier campus. Anybody from our Whittier campus
here? Y lo vi anoche
here?
En el campus de Whittier.
You do not want to miss that.
No te lo puedes perder.
They are so creative.
Son muy creativos.
And then we have special testimonies all throughout the day.
Y tenemos testimonios todo el día.
But today,
pero hoy,
why are we gathered together at 6 a.m.?
¿Por qué es que estamos hoy a las 6 de la mañana aquí?
Why did we drive through the rain?
¿Por qué manejamos a través de la lluvia?
Why did we get wet?
¿Por qué nos mojamos?
Let me remind you.
Déjame recordarte.
It is because of the greatest victory ever established.
Es por la victoria más grande.
It is because of the greatest victory ever established.
Es por la victoria más grande establecida.
Today.
Hoy.
And I'm going to tell you.
Y déjame decirte.
Every time Chapel Change gets together.
Cada vez que nos juntamos,
there's some resurrection power that is
hay
released.
Poder de resurrección.
So we don't wait till Easter Sunday.
No esperamos hasta el día de resurrección.
But since it is Easter Sunday,
pero como es el día de resurrección,
we're going to triple up on our celebration.
Vamos a triplicar nuestra celebración.
Because Jesus has overcome.
Porque Jesús sobrepasó
Satan,
a Satanás,
death,
la muerte,
and the grave.
Y la tumba.
He is risen.
Él resucitó.
So let us read.
Leamos.
As a devotion this morning.
Como un devocional.
The first Easter morning.
La primer, el primer domingo de Pascua.
And then I'm just going to identify.
Y después solo voy a identificar.
A couple things I see.
Un par de cosas que veo.
To strengthen our soul.
Para consolidar nuestro, nuestra alma.
I'm going to encourage you to pay attention this morning.
Te voy a pedir que pongas atención esta mañana.
Because if you receive what God has to say,
porque si recibes lo que el Señor tiene que decir,
He's going to catapult you into the next quarter of this year.
Él te llevará al otro lado de este año.
You need to be catapulted into the next quarter of this year.
Necesitas que Él te lleve al otro lado de este año.
You don't need to crawl into the next quarter.
No necesitas gatear hasta el otro.
You don't need to beg into the next quarter.
No necesitas rogar para el siguiente
the
cuarto.
The power of Jesus is here.
El poder de Jesús está aquí.
To catapult you.
Para llevarte.
So let us read.
Leamos.
Mark 16.
Marcos 16.
Verses 1.
Versículo 1.
When everybody's there, say amen.
Cuando estés ahí, di amén.
Listen to the word.
La palabra dice.
When the Sabbath was over.
Cuando pasó el día de reposo.
Mary Magdalene.
María Magdalena.
Mary the mother of James.
María la madre de Jacobo.
And Salome.
Y Salome.
Bought spices.
Compraron especies.
So that they may go to anoint Jesus' body.
Para ungir el cuerpo de Jesús.
Now we gotta just pause for there.
Debemos pausar ahí.
I always like to pause. I cannot rush that scripture.
No puedo apresurar esa escritura.
We need to celebrate something this morning.
Necesitamos celebrar algo esta mañana.
I want to remind you.
Te quiero recordar.
That in this portion of scripture.
Que en esta porción de la escritura.
The disciples didn't know that Jesus rose from the grave.
Los discípulos aún no sabían que Jesús había resucitado.
I want to remind you.
Te quiero recordar.
That at this portion of scripture.
Que en esta porción de la escritura.
The disciples were discouraged.
Los discípulos estaban desmotivados.
They were depressed.
Estaban en depresión.
They were in fear.
Estaban en miedo.
In fact, the apostles were hiding.
De hecho, los apóstoles estaban escondidos.
The apostles were hiding.
Los apóstoles estaban escondidos.
The big bold apostles were hiding.
Los apóstoles llenos de denuedo estaban escondidos.
You remember the apostles?
¿Te acuerdas de los apóstoles?
The ones that said, "Lord, let us call a thunder down from heaven."
Los que decían, "Déjanos llamar el trueno del cielo."
You remember them?
¿Te acuerdas de ellos?
You remember Peter?
¿Te acuerdas de Pedro?
The one that said, "Jesus,
el que dijo Jesús,
I'll never deny you."
Nunca te negaré.
The one who pulled out a sword.
El que sacó una espada.
And cut off the ear.
Y cortó una oreja.
Of the high priest's servant.
De ese siervo.
You remember them bold brothers?
¿Te acuerdas de esos hombres llenos de denuedo?
I want to point out something.
Te quiero señalar algo.
At this point,
en este punto,
the apostles are hiding.
Los apóstoles están escondidos.
But that's when.
Pero es ahí.
I said that's when.
Pero es ahí.
The women of God.
Las mujeres de Dios.
Emerged out of the darkness.
Se levantaron en medio de la oscuridad.
You need to catch that this morning.
Debes entender esto.
That's when.
Es ahí.
The women of God.
Donde las mujeres se
Mary
levantaron.
Mary Magdalene.
María Magdalena.
Mary the mother of James.
María la madre de Jacob.
Salome. They emerge out of the darkness.
Se levantaron en medio de la oscuridad.
They emerge.
Ellas se levantaron.
These are the same women.
Estas fueron las mismas mujeres.
That were standing next to Jesus at the cross.
Que estuvieron paradas a la par de la cruz.
Listen to this.
Escucha esto.
Mark 15:40.
En Marcos 15:40.
Some women were watching the cross.
Algunas mujeres estaban viendo la
from
cruz.
From a distance.
De distancia.
Among them.
Entre ellas
were Mary Magdalene,
estaba María Magdalena,
Mary the mother of James,
María la madre de Jacob,
and Salome.
Y Salomé.
These are the same women.
Estas fueron las mismas mujeres
that stuck by Jesus at the cross.
Que se mantuvieron a la par de la cruz de Jesús.
And I'm going to submit to somebody today.
Y quiero someterle esto a alguien.
That Jesus needed someone.
Que Jesús necesitaba a alguien.
By his side.
a la par de
él, that had the capacity,
que tenía la capacidad,
to endure,
para poder sobrepasar.
He needed someone,
necesitaba a alguien,
by his side,
a la par de él,
that had the capacity,
que tuviera la capacidad,
to overcome disappointment,
de poder sobrepasar la desmotivación,
to overcome discouragement,
el poder sobrepasar el desánimo.
I want to submit to you this morning,
te quiero enseñar hoy,
that Jesus needed someone on his side,
que Jesús necesitaba a alguien a la par de él,
to grieve,
para poder
yet still
duelo,
serve him,
pero también servirle,
to grieve,
estar de duelo,
yet still seek him,
pero a la misma vez buscarle.
And that's when these women emerged,
y fue ahí donde estas mujeres se levantaron,
out of the darkness,
en el medio de la oscuridad.
There's something about a woman's heart,
hay algo en el corazón de una mujer,
that has the capacity,
que tiene la capacidad,
to endure,
el poder sobrepasar dolor,
grief,
duelo,
disappointment,
desánimo.
I've by the grace of God,
por la gracia de Dios,
I've been with my wife over 30 years.
He estado con mi esposa más de 30 años.
We have journeyed together.
Hemos caminado juntos
over 30 years.
Por más de 30 años.
And she is known.
Y ella es conocida.
Ever since we were teenagers.
Ella sabía desde que éramos jóvenes.
People have told me.
La gente me ha dicho.
Laura has a bright smile.
Laura tiene una sonrisa brillante.
She is known for her smile.
Ella ha sido conocida por su sonrisa.
But I want to tell somebody.
Pero te quiero decir algo.
I've been with her.
Yo he estado con
for
ella
over 30 years.
Por más de 30 años.
And I've seen challenges.
Yo he visto yo he visto obstáculos
in front of her,
delante de ella,
and I've seen her,
y la he visto
encounter disappointment,
encontrarse contra el desánimo,
I've seen her,
y la he visto
encounter obstacles,
encontrar o sobrepasar
and
obstáculos,
I know when she means business,
y yo sé cuando ella va a hacer algo significativo.
I don't want to look over there, but she gets this look,
pero ella tiene esta mirada
upon her face,
sobre su rostro,
and she kind of puts her, I don't know how she does it,
y no sé cómo le hace,
but she looks at that challenge,
y ella ve ese obstáculo,
and when I see that look on her face,
y cuando yo veo esa mirada,
I know it's about to go down in the name of Jesus.
Yo sé que algo va a pasar en el nombre de Jesús.
The Bible is filled with many women of God.
La Biblia está llena de muchas mujeres de Dios
who fulfilled God's purpose,
que cumplieron el propósito
in
de
the
Dios
face of challenges.
A pesar de los obstáculos.
Miriam was a prophetess.
Miriam era una profeta.
Deborah led a nation.
Débora guió una nación.
Esther was a freedom fighter.
Esther peleó por libertad.
Lydia was a businesswoman.
Lydia era una mujer de negocios.
Who opened up her home,
que abrió su casa,
to start the first church in Europe.
Para empezar la primera iglesia en Europa.
Phoebe was a deacon.
Febe fue una diaconisa,
who was appointed by Apostle Paul,
que fue elegida por el apóstol Pablo,
to represent him,
para representarle,
to the Roman church,
a la iglesia romana.
Rahab. Oh, don't forget about our sister Rahab.
No nos olvidemos de nuestra hermana Rahab.
Look her up.
Búscala.
That sister was no joke.
Ella no era ninguna broma.
She got around.
Ella estaba alrededor.
She was an ex-prostitute.
Fue una prostituta.
Who God used.
Que Dios usó.
To save the people of God.
Para salvar el pueblo de
and
Dios.
And at the end of the day.
Y al final.
She became.
Ella se convirtió.
Part of the family.
Parte de la familia.
The royal family of Jesus Christ.
La familia de realeza de Jesucristo.
And if you've seen a portrait.
Y si lo vieras en una imagen,
look up the lineage of Jesus in the Gospels.
Mira el linaje de Jesús en el Evangelio.
Look at when it identifies his family line.
Mira cuando identifica su familia.
In the midst of kings.
En medio de reyes.
In the midst of priests.
En medio de sacerdotes.
If you look a little closer.
Si miras un poco más cerca.
If you put the magnifying glass on that picture.
Si pones un algo para acercarte.
You're going to see a lady.
Vas a ver a una
with
mujer.
With scars on her body.
Con cicatrices en su cuerpo,
but a smile on her face,
pero con una sonrisa en su rostro,
she knows,
porque sabía,
if it had not been for the grace of God,
que si no hubiera sido por la gracia de Dios,
she would not be in Jesus's family,
no hubiera estado en la familia de Jesús.
I want to remind us,
Te quiero recordar.
These women in the Bible.
Estas mujeres en la Biblia.
Are not recorded in the Bible just for us to read about.
No solamente están ahí para que las leamos.
They are types of women of God.
Ellas son tipos de mujeres de Dios.
That God wants to rise up.
Que Dios quiere levantar.
In every generation.
En cada generación.
They are types of women of God.
Son tipos de mujeres.
That God wants to rise up.
Que Dios quiere levantar.
In every generation.
En cada generación.
And I believe.
Y yo creo.
That our abide home.
Que nuestra casa abide.
Is going to rise up.
Va a levantar.
Miriam's for the kingdom of God.
Miriam's.
Deborah's for the kingdom of God.
Deborah's para el reino de Dios.
Esther's for the kingdom of God.
Esther's para el reino de Dios.
Lydia's for the glory of God.
Lydia's para la gloria de Dios.
Someone shout amen.
Alguien grite amén.
Amen is agreement between earth and heaven.
Amén es un acuerdo entre el cielo y la tierra.
Go back to the scriptures.
Regresemos a la escritura.
Mark 16.
Marcos 16.
Verse 2.
Versículo 2.
Very early.
El primer día.
Someone say very early.
Muy temprano.
Someone say very early.
Muy temprano.
Come on, you made it through the rain already. You might as well get with it. Someone say very early.
Muy temprano.
On the first day of the week.
En el primer día de la semana.
Just after sunrise.
En cuanto salió el sol.
They were on their way to the tomb.
Fueron al sepulcro.
And they asked each other.
Y se preguntaron.
Who will roll the stone away?
¿Quién nos quitará la piedra para entrar al sepulcro?
From the entrance of the tomb.
Para entrar al sepulcro.
But when they looked up.
Pero al llegar.
Someone say look up.
Cuando vieron.
Someone say look up.
Cuando vieron.
This is a word for somebody.
Es una palabra para alguien.
They had their head down.
Tenían su rostro hacia abajo.
They had their head down in grief.
Estaban de duelo.
They had their head down in sorrow.
Estaban de duelo.
They had their head down in disappointment.
Estaban desanimadas.
But the message from God.
Pero el mensaje de
look
Dios
up.
Es mira hacia arriba.
Look up.
Es ve hacia arriba.
Someone shout look up. Listen, you're a son of God now.
Eres un hijo de Dios.
You're a daughter of the Most High God now.
Eres una hija de Dios.
Stop walking around with your head down.
Para
Jesus
de caminar,
has arrows.
Para de caminar mirando hacia abajo.
He is my glory.
Él es mi gloria.
And the lifter of my head.
Y el que levanta mi cabeza.
Says they saw that the stone.
Ellas vieron que la piedra.
Which was very large.
Que era bien grande.
Had been rolled away.
No estaba ahí.
And as they entered the tomb.
Y cuando entraron.
They saw a young man.
Vieron un joven.
Dressed in a white robe.
Vestido en una atuendo blanco.
Sitting on the right side.
Sentado a la derecha.
And they were alarmed.
Y se alarmaron.
Don't be alarmed.
Pero el joven les dijo, no se asusten.
He said,
les dijo,
you are looking for Jesus the Nazarene.
Ustedes buscan a Jesús el Nazareno.
Who was crucified.
El que fue crucificado.
He has risen.
Ha resucitado.
He is not here.
Él no está aquí.
See the place where they laid him.
Miren el lugar donde lo pusieron.
But go.
Pero vayan.
Someone say go.
Vayan.
Every time you have an encounter with God,
cuando tienes un encuentro con Dios,
it's not to sit,
no es para sentarte,
but it's to go.
Pero es para ir.
If you had an authentic encounter with Jesus,
si tuviste un auténtico encuentro con Dios, va a haber algo en tu corazón
that gets you to go.
Que te va a llevar.
But go, someone say go.
Pero vayan.
Tell his disciples.
Díganle a sus discípulos.
And Peter.
Y a Pedro.
He is going ahead of you into Galilee.
Él va delante de ustedes a Galilea.
There you will see him.
Ahí lo verán.
Just as he told you.
Tal y como les dijo.
Trembling and bewildered.
Ellas se espantaron y temblando de miedo.
The woman went out and fled from the tomb.
Salieron del sepulcro.
They said nothing to anyone.
No le dijeron nada a nadie.
Because they were afraid.
Porque tenían miedo.
May the Lord add a blessing.
Que el Señor agregue una bendición
to the reading
a la lectura
and the hearing of his word.
Y de su palabra.
Let me point out a couple reflections.
Déjame señalar un par de reflexiones.
To strengthen our soul.
Para poder fortalecer nuestra alma.
We're getting ready to go into the next quarter of the year.
Estamos listos para ir al siguiente cuarto del año.
3 months has already passed us by.
3 meses han pasado.
3 months has already passed us by.
3 meses han pasado.
I declare to you this morning.
Yo declaro esta mañana.
January should not be your best month of the year.
Enero no será el mejor año.
February should not be your best
Febrero
month of the
no
year.
Será el mejor mes.
March is not going to be the best month of your year.
Marzo no será el mejor mes
God's
del año.
Glory in your life.
La gloria de Dios
should be increasing.
Deberá incrementar.
Month by month by month.
Mes a mes a mes.
So hear the word of the Lord.
Escucha la palabra.
I see a couple of things in this story.
Yo veo un par de cosas en esta historia.
Number one.
Número uno.
Someone say number one.
Número uno.
I see their sacrifice.
Veo su sacrificio.
Someone say sacrifice.
Digan sacrificio.
Verse 1 says.
Versículo 1 dice.
They bought spices.
Compraron especies.
So that they might go to anoint Jesus's body.
Para poder ir a ungir el cuerpo de Jesús.
Now think about this.
Piensa en esto.
They're disappointed.
Están desanimadas.
Their hopes are shattered.
Ya no tienen esperanza.
Jesus wasn't who they thought he was going to be.
Jesús no fue el que pensaron que iba a ser.
People are talking bad about Jesus.
La gente está hablando mal de Jesús.
The apostles are hiding.
Los apóstoles están escondidos.
The apostles don't even believe in him at this particular time.
Los apóstoles ya no creen en este tiempo en particular.
And these ladies.
Y estas señoras
are still sacrificing.
Aún siguen sacrificando.
For Jesus.
Para Jesús.
Isn't that amazing?
Es asombroso.
Their prayer is not getting answered.
Su oración no es contestada.
They're confused.
Están confundidas.
They're grieving.
Están de duelo.
But in the midst of all that,
pero en medio de todo esto,
they said, I got something for you, God.
Tengo algo para ti,
Dios. I got something for you, God.
Tengo algo para ti, Dios.
They purchased costly spices.
Compraron especies que costaban mucho dinero.
They risked their safety to go to the tomb.
Arriesgaron su seguridad para ir a la tumba.
When I drove down Alondra this morning,
cuando yo manejé sobre Alondra esta mañana,
I passed by a police officer that was driving right in back of us.
Yo pasé por un oficial que estaba atrás de mí.
There was lights on Alondra.
Habían luces en Alondra.
I felt safe.
Yo me sentí seguro.
Even though it was raining,
aunque estaba lloviendo,
I felt safe.
Yo me sentí seguro.
These ladies,
estas señoras,
they went in the darkness.
Ellas fueron en medio de la oscuridad.
And it ain't the darkness like we think over here.
Y no es la oscuridad como la que nosotros pensamos.
That desert type of darkness.
Esa oscuridad es como la de un desierto.
So they sacrificed.
Sacrificaron.
They show us what it looks like to be like a disciple.
Nos mostraron qué es, cómo se ve ser un discípulo.
Not a fair weather worshiper.
No alguien medio medio.
Not a fair weather friend.
No alguien que solo está en los buenos tiempos.
We are called to be people of sacrifice.
Somos llamados a ser gente de sacrificio.
We are called to be sacrificial people.
Somos llamados a ser gente que sacrifica.
We are called to live lives.
Estamos llamados a vivir vidas que sacrifican.
For the advancement of the kingdom of God.
Para que el reino de Dios avance.
I didn't make this up.
Yo no me inventé esto.
I did not make this up.
Yo no inventé esto.
I'm just following the pattern of the Bible.
Solo estoy siguiendo el patrón de la Biblia.
I see it in the Bible.
Lo veo en la Biblia.
That every generation of believer,
que cada generación de creyentes,
brought sacrifices unto the Lord.
Trajo sacrificios a Dios.
They first brought their heart.
Primero su corazón.
Then they brought their lives.
Luego sus vidas.
Then they brought their possessions.
Luego sus posesiones.
Then they brought their ideas.
Luego sus ideas.
Then they brought their dreams.
Luego sus sueños.
Every believer,
cada creyente,
is called to sacrifice,
es llamado a sacrificar,
because Jesus sacrificed for us.
Porque Jesús sacrificó para nosotros.
Someone shout amen.
Alguien grite amén.
I didn't make this up.
Yo no me inventé esto.
I'm following the pattern of the Bible.
Yo estoy siguiendo el patrón de la Biblia.
Listen to Hebrews 13.
Escucha Hebreos 13.
Listen to this.
Escucha esto.
Therefore,
así es que,
by him,
por él,
let us continually,
que podamos continuamente,
someone say continually,
continuamente,
offer the sacrifice of praise,
ofrecer sacrificio de
to
alabanza
God,
a Dios,
that is the fruit of our lips,
que es el fruto de nuestros labios,
giving thanks to his name,
dando gracias a su nombre,
but do not forget,
pero no olvidéis,
to do good,
de hacer el bien,
and to share,
y compartir,
for with such sacrifices,
porque con sacrificios tales,
God is well pleased,
Dios es complacido.
You want to put a smile on God's face?
¿Quieres poner una sonrisa en el rostro de Dios?
You want to live a life that's pleasing to the Father?
¿Quieres vivir una vida que complazca al Padre?
You want to get the attention of God in your life?
¿Quieres la atención de Dios en
start
tu vida?
Start giving him sacrifices.
Empieza a darle sacrificios.
Come to the altar of God.
Ven al altar
lay
de Dios.
Lay down your heart to Jesus.
Entrega tu corazón a Jesús.
Lay down your life to Jesus.
Entrega tu vida a Jesús.
Lay down your dreams to Jesus.
Entrega tus sueños.
Lay down your resources to Jesus.
Entrega tus recursos a Jesús.
I remember about 11 years ago.
Me acuerdo hace 11 años.
We were preparing to to buy this building.
Nos estábamos preparando para comprar este edificio.
And God gave me favor.
Y Dios me dio favor.
With the person who built this building.
Con el que construyó este edificio.
His name was Burt Brown. I want to honor him this morning, or his
su nombre
legacy
era
this morning.
Burt Brown. Y
he
quiero
built
honrarlo.
This building. Come él on, give the Lord a hand praise.
Él construyó este edificio.
When you serve the Lord, your memory will be blessed too.
Cuando tú sirves
I said,
a Dios,
when you serve the Lord, after you've gone into heaven, people are going to talk good about you too. So you better praise the Lord
cuando
for
tú
men and women
Dios,
who have served him and leave a legacy of honor.
Cuando tú sirves a Dios, tu memoria va a ser honrada.
Burt Brown literally built this church.
Burt Brown construyó esta iglesia.
Served as a deacon in this church.
Sirvió como un diácono.
For 50 years.
Por 50 años.
I went to his deathbed.
Yo fui a la cama donde él murió.
I went to the hospital in Downey.
Yo fui al hospital de Downey.
God gave me favor with him.
Dios me dio favor con él.
He favored me.
Él tenía favor conmigo.
And I stood on his deathbed.
Y yo estuve ahí en su cama.
And deep in my heart,
y en mi corazón,
I was hoping,
yo estaba esperando,
forgive me for this,
perdóname por esto,
don't judge me on this,
no me juzgues,
but I was hoping,
pero yo esperaba,
that he gave us the church,
que él nos regalara la iglesia.
I was hoping he, did you hear that?
¿Escuchaste eso?
I was hoping he gave it to us,
yo esperaba que él nos la regalara,
for free,
gratis.
Don't judge me,
no me juzgues,
but I got big faith.
Pero tengo fe grande.
So I went on this deathbed.
Así es que fui ahí a esa cama donde él iba a morir.
I stood next to him as he was dying.
Y estuve a la par de él cuando él estaba muriendo.
And he told to me, he turned to me.
Y él volteó.
He couldn't breathe good at this time.
Ya no podía respirar muy bien.
He was breathing hard.
Estaba respirando fuerte.
He said, Brian.
Y me dijo, Brian.
We built that church.
Nosotros construimos esa iglesia
with our hands.
Con nuestras manos.
You look at them pictures in the lobby, it shows them building this church.
Esas fotos en el lobby muestran cómo ellos construyeron este lugar.
And he turned to me.
Y volteó a mí.
He said, Brian.
Y me dijo, Brian,
we're not going to give it to you.
No te lo vamos a regalar.
We're not going to give it to you.
No te lo vamos a regalar.
He said, your people,
tu gente,
are going to have to sacrifice.
Van a tener que sacrificar.
They're going to have to sacrifice for that building.
Van a tener que sacrificar por ese edificio.
And it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Y me golpeó como un montón de ladrillos.
Stop asking for handouts.
Para de pedir.
Stop acting for people to give you things all the time.
Para de pedir cosas
regaladas.
It's time
we sacrifice for the kingdom of God.
Es tiempo que
sacrifiquemos. It's time we lay down something.
Para el reino
we
de Dios.
Offer something
que ofrezcamos
to God.
Algo para Dios.
Don't just be
Dios.
A recipient all the time.
No solo sea un recipiente.
Don't just say, God, bless me, bless me, bless me.
No solo di, Dios, bendíceme, bendíceme.
Bring something to the table that costs you something.
Trae algo a la mesa que te cueste.
That brother was right.
Él tenía razón.
He taught me a lesson.
Me enseñó algo.
And I came back to the church.
Yo regresé a la iglesia.
And I told him what he said.
Y yo le dije lo
and
que
praise
dijo.
Praise God.
Y gracias a Dios.
We have a sacrificial church to the glory of God because we came
tenemos
together
una iglesia
and
que
we
sacrifica.
Bought the church to
y
the glory of God.
Y compramos la iglesia para la gloria de Dios.
Didn't have no credit, but we still bought it in
no teníamos
Jesus'
crédito,
name.
Pero la compramos.
So I see their sacrifice. I see their love for Jesus.
Veo el amor por Dios.
I see their love for Jesus.
Veo el amor por Dios.
I said I see their love for Jesus.
Veo el amor por Dios.
Verse 2 it says very early.
El versículo 2 dice muy temprano.
On the first day of week.
En el primer día de la semana.
Just after sunrise.
Después de que salió el sol.
They were on their way to the tomb.
Estaban en camino hacia la tumba.
Someone say very early.
Alguien diga muy temprano.
They didn't have to go early.
No tenían que ir temprano.
He was dead in their eyes.
Delante de ellos él estaba muerto.
They didn't have to go early.
No tenían que ir temprano.
The tomb was shut.
La tumba estaba cerrada.
But this shows passion.
Pero esto muestra pasión.
This shows eagerness.
Esto muestra deseo.
There was a fire.
Había un fuego.
In the hearts.
En el corazón.
Of the early disciples.
De los discípulos.
That drove them.
Que los llevó.
We've been praying.
Hemos estado orando.
Lord, let your fire fall.
Deja que tu fuego caiga, Señor.
Listen.
Escucha.
The fire falls.
El fuego cae.
Early in the morning.
Temprano en la mañana.
It falls early in the morning.
Cae temprano en la mañana.
There's something God has a special place.
Dios tiene un lugar especial
in his heart
en su corazón
for those who seek him early in the morning.
Por aquellos que le buscan temprano.
Listen to this in Psalms 5:3.
Escucha esto en Salmos 5:3.
My voice shalt thou hear in the morning.
Mi voz te escuchará en la mañana.
O Lord, in the morning,
Señor, en la mañana,
will I direct my prayer unto thee.
Voy a dirigir mis oraciones ante ti.
And will look up.
Y veré hacia arriba.
Better start looking up in the morning.
Debemos de estar viendo hacia arriba en la mañana.
Psalms 59:16.
Salmo 59.
Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy.
Cantaré a voz alta de tu misericordia.
In the morning.
En la mañana.
Someone say the morning.
Alguien diga la mañana.
What you do in the morning shows what you love.
Lo que haces en la mañana muestra lo que amas.
What you do in the morning shows what you love.
Lo que haces en la mañana muestra lo que amas.
Say what you love all you want.
Puedes decir que amas todo lo que
but
quieres.
What you do in the morning shows what you love.
Pero lo que haces en la mañana muestra lo que amas.
If you're married, you better kiss your spouse early in the morning.
Si tú estás casado, besa
a
tu esposa
temprano. If you got kids, you better hug your kids early in the morning.
Si tienes hijos, bésalos temprano.
I see their anxiety.
Yo veo la ansiedad.
It says they asked each other.
Dice que se preguntaron.
Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?
¿Quién ha movido la piedra?
That stone was big and heavy.
Esa piedra era pesada y grande.
It was designed not to be moved.
Fue diseñada para que no se moviese.
It was an obstacle.
Era un obstáculo.
It was a hindrance.
Era algo que no permitía.
Let me just remind you.
Solo déjame recordarte.
It was a hindrance.
Era un obstáculo.
It was a limitation.
Era una limitación.
It was a restriction.
Era una restricción.
Does that sound familiar to anybody?
¿Se escucha a familiar?
I'm going to say it again. It was a hindrance.
Era algo que limitaba.
It was a limitation.
Era algo que limitaba.
It was a restriction.
Era una restricción.
Does that sound familiar to anybody?
¿Se escucha familiar?
I'm going to say it one more time. The stone,
la piedra,
was a hindrance.
Era un obstáculo.
It was a limitation.
Era una limitación.
It was a restriction.
Era una restricción.
We've been studying.
Hemos estado estudiando
on how to open up doors.
De cómo abrir puertas.
I've taught you about doors the last month.
El mes pasado te he enseñado sobre puertas.
And a closed door
y una puerta cerrada
is a hindrance.
Es un obstáculo.
Is a limitation.
Es una limitación.
Is a restriction.
Es una restricción.
Isn't it marvelous?
No es maravilloso.
That on resurrection morning
que en la mañana de resurrección
we encounter a closed door.
Encontramos una puerta cerrada.
They try to keep them away from Jesus.
Trataron de mantenerlos lejos de Jesús.
They try to keep them away from their blessing.
Trataron de mantenerlos lejos de la
bendición. They try to keep them away from their breakthrough.
Trataron de mantenerlos lejos del rompimiento.
I see the anxiety in their heart.
Veo la ansiedad.
They're worried about the closed door.
Están preocupados por la puerta
cerrada. Who's going to open the door?
¿Quién va a abrir la puerta?
Who's going to help us out?
¿Quién nos va a ayudar?
How are we going to end up in this situation?
¿Cómo vamos a terminar en esta situación?
What's going to happen 2 months from now?
¿Qué va a pasar 2 meses después?
What is the judge going to say?
¿Qué va a decir el juez?
What is my boss going to say?
¿Qué va a decir mi jefe?
What is my spouse going to say?
¿Qué va a decir mi pareja?
I see the anxiety in their heart.
Veo la ansiedad en sus corazones.
They're worried.
Están preocupados.
They're stressed out.
Están estresados.
But I got good news for somebody.
Pero tengo buenas noticias.
All closed doors can be open.
Todas las puertas cerradas pueden ser abiertas.
All closed doors can be open.
Todas las puertas cerradas pueden ser abiertas.
I see God opening the door.
Yo veo a Dios abriendo puertas.
I said I see God opening the door.
Yo veo a Dios abriendo puertas.
Remember we learned.
Acuérdate, aprendimos.
There's 3 ways to open up closed doors.
Hay 3 maneras de abrir puertas cerradas.
Keys.
Llaves.
Knocking.
Tocando.
And supernatural force.
Y fuerza sobrenatural.
Remember we learned that?
¿Te acuerdas que aprendimos
keys,
esto?
Keys.
Llaves. Llaves.
Represent the word of God.
Representan la palabra de
knocking
Dios. Tocar.
Refers to the help of people in your life.
Se refiere a la gente en tu vida.
But then my brothers and sisters.
Pero después mis hermanos.
Pay attention, I'm almost done.
Pon atención, ya voy a terminar.
Sometimes you don't have enough time to find a key.
A veces no tienes el tiempo para encontrar las llaves.
Sometimes the hearts of men grow cold.
A veces los corazones del hombre crecen a ser secos.
And they won't help you.
Y no te ayudarán.
Sometimes
y a veces
the doors
las puertas
are demonically reinforced.
Son demoníacamente reenforzadas.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Te voy a decir algo.
Some of y'all,
algunos de ustedes,
including me at one time,
incluyéndome a mí en un
had
punto,
demonically reinforced doors in my life.
Teníamos puertas cerradas demoníacamente.
Demons have been assigned to your family.
Demonios habían sido asignados a tu familia para mantener las puertas cerradas.
To keep the doors shut.
Para mantener las puertas cerradas.
And it's in those cases.
Y es en esos casos.
Where God Almighty.
Donde el Dios Todopoderoso.
He says, "I'll come down there myself."
Y dice, yo vendré ahí.
And I'll open the door.
Y yo abriré esa puerta.
With my power.
Con mi poder.
With my glory.
Con mi gloria.
I will open the doors in your life.
Yo abriré las puertas en tu vida.
Anyone need God to open up a door in your family?
Alguien necesita que Dios abra una
Anyone
puerta.
Anyone need God to open up a door in your marriage?
Una puerta en tu matrimonio.
Anybody need God to open up a door in your mind?
Que abra una puerta en tu mente.
Listen, I'm almost done. Pay attention.
Escucha, estoy a punto de terminar.
The Gospel of Matthew describes how the door of the tomb was opened.
El Evangelio de Mateos explica cómo la puerta fue removida.
It says there was a violent earthquake.
Hubo un temblor violento.
God had to shake some things up.
Dios tuvo que mover algunas cosas.
See, a key wasn't enough for this door. God had to shake some things up.
Una llave no fue suficiente. Dios tuvo que mover cosas.
There was a violent earthquake.
Había un temblor violento.
For an angel the Lord came down from heaven.
Y un ángel de Dios vino.
And coming to the tomb.
Y vino a la tumba.
He rolled back the tomb.
Movió la tumba.
And he sat on it.
Y se sentó sobre ella.
Oh, what a display of resurrection power.
Esto habla sobre el poder de resurrección.
He sits on the door.
Se sienta en la puerta.
The door that was holding you back.
La puerta que te estaba parando.
He doesn't just open it.
No solo la abre.
He sits on it.
Pero se sienta sobre ella.
There's resurrection power.
Hay poder.
To open the door Satan tries to shut in your life.
Hay poder para abrir esas puertas que Satanás quiere cerrar en tu vida.
There's power to open up doors of favor.
Hay poder para abrir puertas de favor.
Doors of deliverance.
Puertas de libertad.
Doors of freedom.
Puertas de libertad.
Remember Paul and Silas?
¿Te acuerdas de Pablo y Silas?
Remember they got arrested?
Fueron arrestados.
Remember they got beat up?
Fueron golpeados.
Remember they got thrown in a cell?
Fueron tirados en una celda.
They didn't have time to find a key.
No tuvieron tiempo para buscar
una
llave.
There was no one to help them out.
No había nadie para que les ayudase.
But they began to worship the Lord.
Pero empezaron a adorar a Dios.
They began to praise God.
Empezaron a alabar a Dios.
They began to seek the face of God.
Empezaron a buscar el rostro de Dios.
And in Acts 16,
y en Hechos 16,
listen to what it says.
Escucha lo que dice.
Suddenly,
de repente,
there was such a violent earthquake.
Hubo un temblor violento.
That the foundation of the prisons were shaken.
Que la fundación, el fundamento de las cárceles fueron movidas.
At once.
Y en solo,
all the prison doors,
todas las puertas de la cárcel,
flew open,
fueron abiertas,
and everyone's chains,
y todas las cadenas,
came loose,
se rompieron.
Look at that,
mira esto,
all the prison doors,
todas las puertas de la cárcel,
that's supernatural right there,
eso es sobrenatural,
all the prison doors flew open,
todas las puertas de la prisión fueron
there
abiertas,
there is power,
hay poder
that can open,
que puede abrir
all doors in your life,
todas las puertas en tu vida,
the door of salvation,
la puerta de salvación,
the door of deliverance,
la puerta de libertad,
the door of empowerment,
la puerta de empoderar,
the door of prosperity,
la puerta de prosperidad,
all doors open.
Todas las puertas abren.
All doors open.
Todas las puertas abren.
All doors open.
Todas las puertas abren.
Someone shout that with me.
Alguien grite eso conmigo.
All doors open.
Todas las puertas abren.
Come on, shout it like you believe it. All doors open.
Grítalo como que lo crees. Todas las puertas abren.
All doors open. Shout it.
Todas las puertas abren.
Shout it.
Todas las puertas abren.
Shout it. Shout it. Shout it! All doors open.
Todas las puertas abren.
Doors of salvation, doors of deliverance, doors of empowerment.
Puertas de salvación, puertas de libertad.
Doors of prosperity.
Puertas de prosperidad.
Chapel of Change.
Iglesia.
God is opening doors for us.
Dios está abriendo puertas para nosotros.
He's opening doors.
Dios está abriendo puertas para nosotros.
He opened the door to Guatemala for us.
Abrió la puerta de Guatemala para nosotros.
We're going to Guatemala.
Vamos a ir a Guatemala.
We're building and giving in Guatemala.
Estamos dando y creciendo en Guatemala.
Our prayer,
nuestra oración,
in partnership with Cornerstone of Hope,
en sociedad con Cornerstone of Hope,
is to secure a ministry hub in Guatemala.
Es poder un poder tener un ministerio en Guatemala.
Where we could fly in,
donde podamos volar,
and we could fill up with the things of God,
y podamos llenar con las
cosas
de Dios,
and disperse to the whole country,
y regarlo a todo el país,
the things of God.
Las cosas de Dios.
God opened up Africa to Chapel of Change.
Dios abrió África para nosotros.
We just came back from Kenya, Africa.
Acabamos de regresar de Kenya, África.
Our Bishop Kenny, who came from this church,
el obispo Kenny,
is
que viene
in Ethiopia the last couple of weeks. The doors, someone say, all doors open.
Está en Ethiopia las últimas semanas.
The Lord opened up the door to El Salvador.
Dios abrió la puerta al Salvador.
We're going to go back to El Salvador this year. Some of y'all men need to go with me. Some of y'all ladies
vamos
gotta go.
Vamos a regresar al Salvador este año.
A couple weeks.
Y en un par de semanas,
God is opening up the doors to the great island of Samoa.
Dios va a abrir la puerta a
all
la isla
doors
de Samoa.
Open.
Todas
someone
las
shout,
puertas
all doors
son
open.
Abiertas.
You got to pray. We're going to Samoa.
Debes de orar. Vamos a ir a Samoa.
We're going to go minister in churches.
Vamos a ir a ministrar en iglesias.
We're going to preach and declare in front of a government building.
Vamos a ministrar en frente de un lugar de gobierno.
And if God willing, we're going to go into a prison.
Y si Dios lo permite, vamos a ir a una cárcel.
They're waiting for us.
Nos están esperando.
All doors open.
Todas las puertas son abiertas.
All doors open.
Todas las puertas son abiertas.
Listen, listen, pay attention. I'm almost done.
Escúchame, estoy a punto de terminar.
God is opening up another door for us.
Dios está abriendo otra puerta para nosotros.
How many were here 3 months ago when I came and told you about the idea of the women's home?
¿Cuántos estaban aquí hace 3 meses cuando traje la idea de la casa de mujeres?
I came 3 months ago.
Yo vine hace 3 meses.
And I just shared.
Y lo compartí.
It's a possibility.
Una posibilidad.
And I told you that I wrestled with God.
Y te mencioné que luché con Dios.
I said, God, we haven't even secured the Kingsman home yet.
Y le dije, Dios, aún no hemos asegurado el Kingsman.
How are we going to secure the ranch?
¿Cómo vamos a asegurar ahora este rancho?
Remember I told you that?
¿Te acuerdas que te dije esto?
I was standing in the back of the church.
Y yo estaba parado atrás de la iglesia.
I was by myself.
Estaba solo.
Wrestling with God.
Luchando con Dios.
And I'm like, can I tell you what I said to God?
Y te puedo decir lo que le dije.
Don't judge me.
No me juzgues.
I said, God.
Y le dije, Dios.
When are you going to let us rest?
¿Cuándo nos vas a dejar descansar?
Like we're when are you going to let us rest?
¿Cuándo nos vas a dejar descansar?
Like why, I'm going to tell you what I told God. I said, God.
Yo le dije a Dios.
Why can't we just be a normal church?
¿Por qué no podemos ser una iglesia normal?
And just come and sing a couple songs.
Y poder venir a cantar un par de cantos.
Give a poem.
Y a leer un poema,
preach 3 points,
y predicar tres
and
puntos,
go home with them, get ready with the rest of our life.
Y irnos a casa.
I said, God, why can't we just be a normal church?
¿Por qué no podemos ser una iglesia normal?
God put it upon my heart. He reminded me.
Y Dios me recordó.
So I didn't call Chapel of Change to be a normal church.
Yo no llamé a esta iglesia para ser una iglesia
Chapel
normal.
I didn't call Chapel of Change to be a normal church.
Yo no llamé a esta iglesia para ser una iglesia normal.
And I said, God.
Yo dije, Dios,
I know I'm preaching supernatural growth.
Yo sé que estoy predicando crecimiento sobrenatural.
But I didn't expect you to do this real fast.
Pero no pensé que lo ibas a hacer tan rápido.
Sometimes I need time.
A veces necesito tiempo.
And I said, God, I don't know how we're going to do it.
No sé cómo lo voy a hacer.
That thing costs $1.26 million.
Esa casa cuesta 1.2 millones de dólares.
At this time, it was a secret. I only told a couple people.
A este punto era un secreto.
And God told me,
y Dios me dijo,
I want you to double your faith.
Quiero que tú multipliques tu fe.
Double your faith.
Multiplica tu fe.
We're extending our, we're already stretching our faith for that Kingsman home.
Ya estamos estirando nuestra fe en esta otra casa.
He said, I want you to double your faith.
Pero Dios me dijo, quiero que multipliques
that's
tu fe.
That's when I came to the church.
Fue ahí cuando yo vine
and I said,
a la iglesia.
Church,
y le dije, iglesia,
some of y'all remember,
y tal vez te acuerdas,
I said, the only way I know how to double our faith
la única forma en que yo sé
for God to open
fe,
this door
para que Dios abra esta puerta,
is to tell the church
es decirle a la iglesia,
so that we could all pray together
para que podamos orar
so that
juntos,
we could unite our faith together
para que podamos unir
so that we
nuestra
could
fe,
believe together
para que podamos creer
I'm telling
juntos.
You there's power in unity
hay poder en la unidad.
And we came together.
Y venimos juntos.
We prayed.
Oramos.
And we prayed.
Y oramos.
And we prayed.
Y oramos.
And there was a period of time.
Y hubo un periodo de tiempo.
Where you heard me say.
Donde te dije.
I said, it's a possibility. We're exploring.
Es una posibilidad. Estamos
explorando. Anybody remember me say that?
¿Te acuerdas que dije eso?
We're exploring the will of the Lord.
Estamos explorando la voluntad de Dios.
But after a series of events.
Pero después de una serie de eventos.
A couple weeks ago.
Hace un par de semanas.
Including Coach Char. Raise your hand, Coach Char. Give it up for Coach Char.
Incluyendo al entrenador Char.
Coach Char called me.
Él me habló.
He called me. He kind of gave me, I want to say, a slight faith rebuke challenge.
Y me retó.
And he said, Brian.
Me dijo, Brian.
He says, you need to stop saying possible.
Debes de parar de decir
you
posibilidad.
You need to stop saying maybe.
Debes de parar de decir tal
you
vez.
Need to start saying it's going to happen in Jesus' name.
Debes empezar a
we
decir,
got it
va
in Jesus' name.
En el nombre
you
de
need
Jesus.
To start stretching more of your faith
debes
and believe
tu fe
that God is going to do
y
it
creer
now.
Que Dios lo va
someone
a hacer
say,
ahora.
All doors open.
Alguien diga, todas las puertas abren.
And so I came back to church that Sunday and I said to the church, I said
a la iglesia
we're doing
domingo.
Away with the word maybe now.
Y vamos
we got
a tirar
confirmation.
La palabra, tal
we're,
vez.
Play, we're believing and possessing it right now
tenemos
in Jesus'
confirmación.
Name.
Y lo vamos a poseer.
Remember I said that?
¿Te acuerdas?
Well, I come to church this morning.
He venido a la iglesia esta
by
mañana.
By the grace of God, I come to church this morning.
Por la gracia de Dios.
To bring y'all the keys
a traerte
to the
las
ranch
llaves
home
de
right
la,
here in the mighty name of
en
Jesus.
El nombre poderoso de Jesús.
By the grace of God, all doors open.
Todas las
all
puertas
doors
abren.
Open.
Todas las puertas abren.
Someone shout keys.
Alguien grite
someone
llaves.
Someone shout keys.
Grite llaves.
Now listen.
Escucha.
Now listen.
Escucha.
Pay attention. I'm almost done. Sit down. I'm almost done.
Estoy a punto de terminar.
But you came through the rain, y'all are very serious.
Si viniste a través de la lluvia, entonces estás en serio.
This does not happen all the time.
Esto no pasa todas las
we have
veces.
We have not finalized escrow.
No hemos terminado el proceso
we still
de escrow.
Pay the closing fees.
Todavía tenemos que pagar los costos de cierre.
But the owner
pero el dueño
gave us the keys
nos dio las llaves
so that we could show the church
para que podamos mostrarle a la iglesia
God is opening a door for Chapel of Change
que Dios está abriendo una puerta en el nombre de Jesús.
Someone shout, all doors open!
Alguien grite, todas las puertas abren.
All doors open! One more time. All doors open!
Todas las puertas abren.
We got the keys!
Tenemos las llaves.
I'm going to share these keys all day long with each service. So whatever service you go to, you're going to
hear. A cada servicio voy a llevar estas llaves y las mostraré.
Let's bow our heads in the presence of the Lord.
Inclinemos nuestros rostros.
We're going to bow our heads.
Inclinemos nuestros rostros.
The power of the Lord has shown up this morning.
El poder de Dios se ha mostrado aquí.
The Lord has already spoken.
El Señor ha hablado.
Easter morning.
La mañana de Pascua.
Is a morning of renewal.
Es la mañana de renovación.
There's a reason why.
Hay una razón.
The angel told the ladies.
Que el ángel le dijo a las mujeres.
Go tell the disciples.
Ve dile a los discípulos.
And Peter.
Y a Pedro.
Every head bowed, every eye closed.
Todos los ojos cerrados.
They said, go tell the disciples.
Ve dile a los discípulos.
And Peter.
Y a Pedro.
Why do you say and Peter?
¿Por qué dijo y a Pedro?
Because Peter confesses love to Jesus.
Porque Pedro confesó su amor a Jesús.
But he failed Jesus.
Pero le falló a Jesús.
He denied Jesus.
Lo negó.
But the resurrection
pero la resurrección
gives him another chance.
Le da otra oportunidad.
God identified him.
Dios lo identificó.
I believe there's some Peters in the house this morning.
Yo creo que hay Pedros aquí.
People who once declared their love to Jesus.
Gente que alguna vez declaró su amor a Jesús.
But maybe you got distracted.
Pero fuiste distraído.
And you got diverted.
Y fuiste, te apartaste.
And like Peter.
Y como Pedro.
You want to come back to Jesus.
Tú quieres regresar a Jesús.
But I want to emphasize.
Quiero enfatizar.
We're not playing games at Chapel of Change.
No estamos jugando juegos.
This call is not for everybody.
Este llamado no es para todos.
This call is for people that are serious.
Esto es para gente que está en serio.
That wants to use this day.
que quiere tomar este
as a point of reference
como un punto de referencia,
to say I came back to Jesus.
Para decir, yo regresé a Jesús.
I came back to Jesus.
Yo regresé a Jesús.
So if you're in the house this morning,
así es que si estás en esta casa,
and you want to rededicate your life to the Lord,
y quieres
stand up on your feet right now.
Al Señor, ponte en tus pies.
Stand up on your feet.
Ponte en tus pies.
Stand up on your feet right now. You want to rededicate your life to the Lord.
Si quieres dedicar tu vida al Señor.
Hallelujah. Everybody else remain in an atmosphere of prayer and reverence unto the Lord.
Todos con sus ojos cerrados.
Prayer and reverence unto the Lord. Stand up on your feet. You want to rededicate your life to the Lord.
Ponte en tus pies.
Your new season starts now.
Tu nueva temporada
it starts
ahora.
Now.
Empieza ahora.
I want to call up Pastor Vaughn. Pastor Vaughn, come up here.
Quiero llamar al Pastor Vaughn.
I don't know if Yvonne is here, but Pastor Vaughn, come here. Come on, come up here. Look at me before I lead you in prayer.
Mírame antes de que te guíe.
Go back on our Facebook page. I don't know how it was
oración.
About 3 years ago.
Hace tres años.
Pastor Vaughn, many years ago.
El Pastor Vaughn, muchos
cried
años
out
atrás,
to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Clamó a Jesús.
And he served the Lord.
Y le sirvió al Señor.
And he started a church in East LA.
Y empezó una iglesia
and he
en
was
el este
saving
Los Ángeles.
Souls.
Y estaba salvando almas.
He was laying hands on the sick.
Estaba poniendo las manos sobre los enfermos.
But then the devil blew him up.
Pero luego el diablo.
And he backslid.
Y luego él cayó.
And he backslid hard.
Y fue fuerte su caída.
Some of y'all think you backslid. You really didn't backslide. He backslid hard.
Él cayó
he backslid
fuerte.
Real hard.
Fuertemente.
He went back to the enemy's camp.
Regresó al campamento del enemigo.
And about 3 or 4 years ago,
y hace tres o cuatro
he came
años,
to a sunrise service.
Vino un servicio en
was
Pascua.
Anybody at that sunrise service?
¿Alguien estuvo en
Marianne,
ese servicio?
Were you at that sunrise service?
¿Alguien estuvo en ese servicio?
And I gave a call just like this.
Y di una llamada así.
And I said, whoever wants to rededicate their life to the Lord.
El que quiera dedicar su vida al Señor.
And Vaughn and Yvonne are one of the ones who stood up.
Y ellos se pararon.
And I want to let you know they've been pressing in ever since.
Y te quiero decir que
they've been pressing in ever since.
Han estado viniendo.
God is strengthening them.
Dios los
God
está fortaleciendo.
Is restoring them.
Los está restaurando.
God is restoring their purpose.
Su
God is restoring their calling.
Su
God
llamado,
is restoring their joy. And
gozo.
I declare to you today that the same thing is going to happen to you as you stay faithful
hoy
to God.
En lo que seas fiel a Dios.
As you stay faithful to God.
En cuanto te mantengas fiel a Dios.
So Vaughn,
así es que Vaughn,
I want you to lead them in a prayer of rededication to the Lord.
Quiero que tú los guíes en una oración.
Pray, lead them in a prayer of rededication. After you pray, I want you to pray over them.
Quiero que los guíes
pray
y luego
them.
Ores por ellos.
Let's bow our heads.
Inclinemos nuestros rostros.
Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father God.
Padre.
We come to you right now.
Venimos delante de tu presencia.
And we ask you
y te pedimos
that you would forgive us
que nos perdones
for our sins that we committed against you.
Todos los pecados que cometimos en contra de ti.
We believe our son, the son Jesus,
creemos en Jesús,
died on the cross
que murió en la
for
cruz
our sins,
por nuestros pecados,
that we can be forgiven.
Para que podamos ser perdonados.
We accept you right now,
te aceptamos en este momento,
in our hearts,
en nuestros corazones,
as Lord and Savior,
como
of
nuestro
our
Señor
lives.
Y Salvador de nuestras vidas.
In Jesus' mighty name I pray.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm going to say a prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, right now we come before you in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. Father God, I just want to lift up each and every heart this morning, Lord God, that has come to you, Father God, that has come to you this morning with their hearts open, Lord God. And Father God, those that have received you this morning, Lord God, we pray a blessing upon them this morning, God. Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you would touch them in a mighty way right now, Father God. Lord, as they have surrendered to you, Father God. Lord, we just pray, God, we come against the enemy right now, the works of Satan right now, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. Father God, we pray that you set the captive free right now in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. Father God, we speak life upon them, Lord God. We give you all the glory, all the honor right now, Lord God. And we pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand. Praise. Give the Lord a hand, praise. Come on, he is risen.
Él ha resucitado.
All right.
I want to call the ushers up forward in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to prepare to give our resurrection offering this morning. Remember the instructions that I gave you. If you want to participate with the pledge, rip it, fill it off, rip it out. Even with that, we're asking people to give a sacrificial offering to go to our women's home.
Recuerda que estamos pidiendo ofrenda para que vaya a la casa de mujeres.
Don't forget, my books are on sale. We're asking everybody to purchase a book.
Y si usted puede comprar uno de estos libros también para apoyarnos.
I'm going to call the ushers up forward.
Voy a llamar a los ushers a la parte de frente.
Couple announcements to make.
Algunos anuncios que tengo que hacer.
This was just the beginning.
Esto solamente es el principio.
Now we're going to send you off into the various services.
Ahora lo vamos a mandar a cada uno.
And I want you to go with the fire of God.
Y quiero que vaya con el fuego de Dios.
Don't forget
no se olvide
that we have baptisms next weekend at all campuses.
Tenemos bautizos la,
so if you have not been water semana. Baptized, sign up in the lobby.
Si usted quiere bautizarse, se puede inscribir en la parte de atrás.
We have child dedications today at the different services.
Y tenemos dedicación de bebés después del servicio.
Not this Thursday, but next Thursday we have a new Bible study midweek, the armor of God. I want everybody to participate in that study. Every campus is going to teach a class, and it's going to be the same lesson every week on each campus. So you can go to Long Beach on Tuesday, but if you miss that out, you can go to Wednesday in Carson. If you can't do Tuesday, Wednesday, then you come on Thursday and you can go to Paramount. So participate with that as well in the mighty name of Jesus. Someone shout amen. Also, I want to remind us that God is good. You can give through different ways. You can give through a debit card in the back after service. We have a debit machine. There's a way you could give online at chapelofchange.org. If you're watching online, you want to give, go to our webpage, give that way. I want to just celebrate those that are not part of Chapel of Change but are giving towards our resurrection offering. I want to thank those that were up north. Somebody gave $1,000 in the name of Jesus. Someone gave a couple $100. God bless you guys. Also, you could scan to give. Let's put that up on the screen. You could scan to give. Just scan your phone. And what we're going to do is we're going to pray over the offering. We're going to collect the offering. And I want all the pastors and campus directors to meet me on the platform, and we're going to dismiss with a blessing after we collect the offering. Amen? Let us pray. Father, thank you for the ability to give. We worship you through this giving. Receive this sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's give unto the Lord.
God's not dead, he's alive. God's not dead, he's alive. God's not dead, he's still alive. I feel it in my hands, I feel it in my feet, I feel him all over me. God's not dead, he's alive. Say God's not dead, he's alive. Say God's not dead, he's still alive. God's not dead, he's still alive. Said I feel it in my hands, feel it in my feet, I feel it in my hands, I feel it in my hands, feel it in my hands, feel it in my feet, I feel it in my hands, I feel it in all over, I feel it all over me. God's not dead,
he's alive.
Said God's not dead, he's alive.
Father, God's pastors, dead, all the pastors and campus directors, come to the
hands,
altar.
I feel it in my feet, I feel it in my hands, I feel it in my feet, I feel it in my hands, I feel it in my feet, I feel it in my hands, I feel it in my feet, I feel it in my hands, feel it in all over, feel him all over me. God's not dead, he's still alive. God's not dead, he's still alive. Say God's not dead, he's still alive. Say God's not dead, he's still alive. Said I feel it in my hands, feel it in my feet, I feel it in my hands, feel it in my feet, I feel it in my hands, I feel it in my feet. Said I feel it in my hands, I feel it in my feet, I feel it in my hands, I feel it in my feet,
I feel it in my hands, I feel it in my feet, I feel him all over me.
Hallelujah. For those that are participating in the dub release after service right now, it's going to be in the back. It's going to be in the back. But let's lift up our hands unto the Lord and we'll dismiss with a blessing. In the name of the Father who loves you with an endless love, in the name of the Son who died that you could live, and in the name of the Holy Spirit who fills you with power, may you go today with resurrection power. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Go in peace.
Cristo no está muerto, Él está vivo. Cristo no está muerto, Él está vivo. Cristo no está muerto.